Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Danny McFadden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Combs scores. Sewell moves to third. Chapman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Earnshaw reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earnshaw moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earnshaw scores. McNair moves to third. It's 4-1, Yankees. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNair scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 4-2, Yankees. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickey. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Combs moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Kramer steals third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cochran scores. It's Yankees, 4, Athletics, 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Crosetti steals second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kramer reaches second base with a double. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Charlie Devens now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to second. It's Yankees, 6, Athletics, 6. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Yankees. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Crosetti reaches second base with a double. Charlie Devens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing left field. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. McNair strikes out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Athletics 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.